saw good kirtan.
I want
so bona fide kirtan. Like this. Everywhere. I want that good Nagar Sankirtan go like this kirtan. And it will inspire in all. I went to America, Houston, went to Los Angeles. She could not.
I also.
Oh, is that can come near? Rank, some lower rank, I saw. Siddhar Maharaj was there, Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj. Pujyapad Swami Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj was there. And I became so inspired. We are in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So I became so energetic there. I went in a Vaishnavananda. Perhaps you can know Vaishnavananda in San Francisco.
Berkeley.
Oh, no, Pleasant Hill.
He has taken initiation from Tamakrishna Maharaj, but his Shiksha Guru is Swar Govinda Maharaj.
Right. And Guru is so much more than.
And he respect all. Oh, no problem at all. I told him that you are real Krishna consciousness. Real Krishna consciousness. Never dishonor anyone, any devotee. Even a Kanishtha Adhikari. He had no control over Bhakti, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His door is open for all. His heart is open for all. I went everywhere, and all these seniors, those that left are not left, but they were like a waterless plant.
Dried up.
Something very little. Life was there. But when they met us, they became more energetic. I told them, I will give you all the help you want, but don't give up Swamiji and his teaching. So they became more and more.
My end there, they became green again.
I thought that my coming to Western countries is full successful. I felt that friends like Brajanath, friends like
Hoyasar Prabhu.
Hoyasar Prabhu. Like
Tirthakar Prabhu. Gyandas Prabhu.
Like Gyandas Prabhu. Like Buddha Prabhu. Like
Mithiladesh.
So many.
Nirgun Prabhu.
Nirgun Prabhu.
Rajananandan.
Gopindapal.
Vaishnavananda.
All the devotees are sincere, very sincere.
Kulasekhar.
You know Kulasekhar? All old. Very energetic he became.
Saimaya is first European disciple.
Yeah.
No, Kirtanananda.
No,
European disciple.
All met. I cannot count, but I collected so many good, bona fide Vaishnava devotees, friends,
actually.
Sattaraj. Very
good. Gopanandini.
Dayananda.
Also, a very wonderful friend like Jagadish Maharaj, bona fide Vaishnava. He did not care anything. He met me so much, and he honored so much.
Tipperary Maharaj, Nisimha Maharaj,
all. So I become Here I am seeing so many devotees, I am so energetic. I think that, at first I thinking that next year I should not come or come. But now I am seeing, oh, I must come for next year.
Otherwise we keep you here. Not next year. Next year, no.
This year. Yeah, not next year. This year again.
Next year, next year.
I like all these things. I think that Swami is blessing you all. He is inspiring in your hearts and minds. Actually, he is so glad. I have not come, but he has dragged me with my. Oh, come on, why you will not come? See what wonderful I have done. You should see, look, writing, and I become so much glad. That indeed, Swamiji, in a very short time, he has done Virato. Thousands and thousands of devotees, very pure devotees. But some have been neglected. Someone, they may have some fault. But yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan. Jagannath is Patit Pavan, you know, Jagannath?
Yes.
Patit Pavan means?
Yes.
So we should also be like that. Anyhow, they want any help. We should help them. We should not control them by power, but we should help them in frame, loving them, giving them affection, love. Like this, we should. Haswar Prabhu has helped me so much. Being here, but he get me inspiration there in America, everywhere.
By newsletter.
I was receiving his letters and
newsletter.
All these things. So much, so much. So I become so much energetic by your letter. Your listening. I cannot repay you. I want that you should help me in this way for help. And also to all the devotees. When I heard that he managed to have Kirtan every Sunday or every seventh day or every.
I'm just doing all these things. Wonderful.
But I become so. So you should continue all these things. You should continue. I request all the devotees to me in 7 days or 15 days, anywhere, wherever, and continued all these things, like Swamiji has trained you. Same training, same thing, same teaching, same thing. It may be that his words were, because he was so learned person, I am not learned. So there may be the difference of some words, because I have no equivalent words. But the teachings are the same. So, we should go on. Don't staying in vain. Now I'm telling something about Rath Yatra, chariot festival. Can you speak something? 2 words?
May you speak something?
Yes. Something.
About?
Anything. That's all.
Yeah. At the moment I can only say that I feel such love for my teacher guru that it is very difficult to speak. But as you are ordering me, my tongue has to move. What especially comes to the surface now is the holy name, because I feel you are so much one with it, and you are bestowing it so liberally to us all that I can say little more than Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
I first saw the photos of all gurus in your home and
Tirthakar Prabhu.
When I saw all the
Guru Parampara
in this country called Puri Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada,
Siddhartha
Maharaj, all I saw there, I became so glad. We should all honor like this for all disciples Acharya. If he give one even from that, you will have to cut the line and nothing will come. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What?
If we leave out any one of our acharyas, then we will not be able to make any progress.
Because this is coming from this cyclic order. From Brahma, from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, and from up to our Gurudev or Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So if any flower, if any moti means pearl will be cut out, then whole garland will be scattered here and there. And that light will not come. Some wants that we should be separate from that disciplic line. But they cannot do. Because all the garland will be ruined.
যখন আমেরিকাতে ছিলেন পূর্ণিমায় আসলে পাঠিয়েছিলেন ফোনের মাধ্যমে আপনাকে
when I was in America, পূজ্যপাদ পুরী মহারাজ
ভক্তি প্রমোদ
পুরী মহারাজ he has sent me so good blessing. And I'm so much pleased, go on doing all this thing. Some devotees went to from ISKCON to
Puri Maharaj in Mayapur.
They went there and asked him that Narayan Maharaj is saying some different lines and teaching. He is telling that Jeev has never fallen from Golok Vrindavan. But he is telling that Jeev has not come from Golok Vrindavan. They have come from Tatasa Shakti, from Narayan. Narayan, you know?
Yes.
Who Narayan?
Karnabji
Sai. Those who go there by so much practicing Bhakti Yoga, Gita has told for them, Jadgatva Nanivartante Taddham Paramam. Those who go there, forever he does not come here. He cannot fall because there is no Maya. There is only Yog Maya. So I have no chance to come return to this fall, to this world. Puri Maharaj told you, Narayan Maharaj told Sopana fight in our disciples, Achars, all this Siddhanta from Jiva Goswami. He knows better. He knows so much better. He is in Siddhanta, he is so strong. He cannot do any mistake. Then they return. There are also arising some questions, but I think that these are not wrong, these are not true. So, anyhow, our question is so good. I want to help each devotee who is related to Swamiji. Anyhow, by disciples, bar disciples, I want to help them. I'm not going to make any money or any disciple taking anything. So, anyhow, our preaching is so good. Now I'm coming to our chariot festival. In the very beginning, Satyayuga, very beginning, Brahma has created this world, and in the beginning there was a king named Indradyumna. He was so pious, he was so God believer. His ministers and all were devotees. One day he was sitting in his council. Two Vaishnavas came. He told them, "From where you have come?" They told that, "We have come from Neel Madhav." Neel Madhav is the very beautiful deity in whole world. And he is so merciful that anyone who goes there and takes darshan of Neel Madhav, he at once goes to Vaikuntha. He is like a sky color, so beautiful. And that is why his name is Neel Madhav. Madhav means Ma Dhava. Dhava means husband. Ma means mother. Lakshmi. Lakshmi's husband is Madhav. You know that Srimati Radhika is Lakshmi of Lakshmi of Lakshmi. She is real and
original
Lakshmi. So the husband or beloved of Radhika is Madhav, really. And his manifestation was Radha, that Madhav, Neel Madhav. He told that, "I want to take the darshan of Neel Madhav." But in the meantime they went to another place. And he could not know the way, how to go there, how to take darshan. But he was so much hankering to take the darshan of Neel Madhav. He called his counselor and told that you should manage to search where Neel Madhav is. Anyhow, anywhere in India. So you should send some messengers to research where he is. He sent four persons in four directions. His priest's son also was sent. He went in the south and east, and all went here and there. They began to search. Where is Neel Madhav? After 2-3 months, all returned except priest's son. His name was Vidyapati. Vidyapati not returned, but all returned. And telling that we have not discovered where Neel Madhav is. This Vidyapati went in the south and east, on the bank of the Indian Ocean, near Puri. But at that time, it was not named Puri, Nilachal, Jagannath. Only it was sea coast and a very big mountain there. So it is called Nilachal. It's still Nilachal. He went there and wanted to discover where and search where is Madhav, Neel Madhav. But he could not get any trace. One day he was walking through sea, and it was evening, night was to come. He came nearer a village and he told villagers that, "I want to be hosted anywhere. so any good place should be given to me. They told that the senior person in this village, he is a priest of any devata, goddess, and you can go there. He honors each, everyone. For newcomer, he manages everything, their food, mahaprasadam, living, lodging and everything. He went to that there. But he was not there. He comes daily after serving and worshipping any god, goddess, and he returns about 10 in night. A very beautiful daughter was there. She was of about of 20-24, very beautiful, unmarried, but very beautiful. When he went there and asked for her father, he told that my father has gone anywhere. You can come to me and I will give you room to stay and I will arrange everything because my father does all these things. So he went with her and he prepared everything and he gave Mahaprasadam to him and he too. In night her father came and he told everything. He told that in morning we will meet. So in morning he met. He told, yes, you can be here for some time. But so much fragrance was coming from his body. He wanted to know from where he is coming, but he hid everything. He did not tell from where I am coming. He something thought in his mind that it may be that he is coming from
Nilmadhav.
So I should be here anyhow, hiding my that thing, and I should be here. And I should try to search here, Nilmadhav. He made friendship with his daughter. And the friendship was so thick, high, when they, that the girl told that I will marry this boy. And if I am not married, I will not keep my life. His father told that, oh yes, he is bona fide. He is also a devotee. Very beautiful, like you. And he married that girl. He became a family man. After any time, you should ask. He asked, but he could not answer. He did not answer anything. Then he told that my husband wants to go with you where you are going to worship that deity. He told that I cannot take him. He told that if you will not take him, then I will take some poison, I will die. Then he tells that I will take him, but binding his eye with black. He became ready. A block out was ready there, and he was binded, and he was kept on the cart. But skillfully, the daughter had gained a potali. A something in covered in a torn cloth, and that was the seeds of mustard seed, very little. and it was rainy season. So he thought that my wife has given very cleverly this to sell something whole way, and in rainy season it will come out and they will be grown and flowers will come and the path will be discovered. So he took it and began to sell one,
going to drop the hill.
At last a hill came and the bullock cart was stopped there. And he took him with his hand up to the hill, and there he opened that. He said a beautiful deity was there, in a cave or anywhere, very beautiful. He told that, my boy, my son, you should wait me here, and I'm going to pick up some flowers and making some arrangement to Chandan. And you should be here. He went to pick up some flowers, and in the meantime, there was a very beautiful pond there, and a tree was there. A crow was sitting on the tree, but he was sleeping, and he fell down in the pond. At once he died, but his soul came out four-handed, very beautiful, and a chariot, golden chariot came and took him, and he went to bed. Oh, very powerful this pond. Then I will climb on the tree
and jump
from there, and it will be 400 times to go there. And was going on climbing
on the tree.
At once his father-in-law came and, oh, why you are going there? Come on. And also he heard a
sky
voice.
Sky.
Don't die. We'll have to do so many things. I'm Neel Madhav telling. So, don't die. And wait. Then he came down. And his father-in-law took him inside the temple, and he worshipped, and everything was done. And after he climbed this,
he closed his eyes
by that thing,
that cloth,
and he took him to house. After some time, Vidyapati told to his wife that you should wait for me. I'm going anywhere. And he told all these facts to her, all these things. And he went to the capital of that Indradyumna Maharaj, where he was waiting, and it took about 6 months or more. He returned and told Indradyumna Maharaj, I have discovered. You can go and see, take darshan. And I think that you will be also 400, and we will all, and we will go to Vaikuntha. No doubt at all. Then Indradev Maharaj, with his whole family, his wealth, all the ministers, and all the followers, he came there. It took some, about 1 year, to reach there. But he saw that when he went there, he saw that heap of sand has covered all the way, mountain, everything. No trace at all. No, the seeds, plants were there, all covered. He could not find Neel Madhav. So he became worried. King told him himself in his heart, then I came here but not seeing Neel Madhav, so I should fast and I should die. He gave up all things like Parikshit Maharaj, and he sat on the side of sea that, oh Neel Madhav Prabhu, if you are not giving darshan, that I will die. without taking water or anything. And he starved. Brahma came at once and told, "Don't worry. You should go to with me to Brahmaloka, and there we will see Vaikunth, and we will see Radha Madhava, Neel Madhava there." Brahma took him and went at once in the sky, and he went to Vaikuntha. Here Neel Madhava was there. He saw that and became so pleased, glad to see. And he requested that, "I want to worship you in this world where you were, and you should permit me, and you should come with me there." He told that, "I will not come in this form, in Neel Madhava form, but I will come in four forms. And we will call there Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Sudarshan. You should go and wait for me. A trunk will come in sea."
Three
trunks will come in sea, and there will be reddish, and there will be shine of stamp of Chakradeya everywhere. Very beautiful, very hard. And you should pick up from the sea, and you will be there. Daru Brahma. Daru means wood.
Wood
Brahma. Then he returned from there, and in the meantime, whole world was changed because he took so much time. Everything. He came, and again he was meditating Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. In the meantime, he saw the tree trunks ready. That floating, coming. Then King Indradyum became so glad, and he tried his utmost with his all power to bring them on the land, but he could not do. He bring so many